Do you know your neighbors? SAS Mike Fish doesn't, and he's not pleased.
Picture this. You're coming out of your apartment door when you see that your neighbor is coming out of his door at the same time. You carefully avoid eye contact and then pretend to struggle with the bolt lock for a few seconds so he can walk down the stairs in privacy. Or how about this? Through the front door, you see a neighbor in the vestibule checking his mailbox. You decide to linger outside for a little while. Don't want to get in his space. Now, it's not that the people in my apartment complex don't get along. The problem is, we don't communicate at all. When I was growing up in the 70s, I knew most of my neighbors pretty well. It was no big deal for us kids to play sports at the park without supervision. And the idea of a playdate would have seemed absurdly formal. My wife and I thought about having an open house at our apartment, the adult equivalent of a playdate, but we never did. Throwing an open house to jumpstart hallway chit-chat seems a bit ridiculous. Can't Americans do this sort of thing without an invitation? The answer, of course, unless we're drunk, is no. We are a nervous and efficient people, afraid or unwilling to drain away perfectly good minutes on people we don't know. We have boatloads of privacy, and yet an awkward nervousness as we walk by each other on the stairs. Perhaps this explains why we call such communications small talk. We assume that communication with neighbors will be strained and dull. Yet many other cultures don't even have a word for small talk, which reminds me of a guy I know from Italy who moved to an apartment complex in Lansing, Michigan. He's a pack-a-day smoker and a person who enjoys talking with strangers. Even on cold days, he sits outside on the stoop saying hello to everybody, good-naturedly waving his cigarette hand. Most of the time, people acknowledge him with a curt military-style nod of the head. Not a single person in 6 months has stopped to ask him how he's doing or what he thinks of the Tigers. In his hometown, he explained, you move into a place and you know your neighbors within a week. Here, it's so quiet, he says. It's like I'm floating in outer space. To me, all this silence is starting to get awkward and creepy. Is it just me, or do neighbors need to loosen up a bit, shoot the bull a little? I say we need a holiday where apartment dwellers sit on the stoop, eat yodels, have some chili dogs. Or maybe just a ceremonial thing where everybody in an apartment complex or a city block has to borrow an egg. We'll call it Neighbor Day.
Mike Fish, who would like to meet his neighbors in Cleveland. He is the editor of the online magazine, Nipsey.com.